Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
On the line, we got Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Odyssey Original Podcast, the best football show, featuring daily breakdowns of all the most exciting moments across the league. What's up, Baldy?
Well, Spike, I'm actually leaving Lane Johnson's house here, just out in over at the barn, and saw the phone ringing. I said I should pick it up and see what's going on at WIP today.
How's Lane doing? All right?
Lane's good. He looks good, man. I told him. I said he looked like his arms are bigger, and he lost some weight for that WWE fight thing that him and Kelsey did a couple weeks ago, but he's gained it all back, man. He looked real good, like he just got done working out over at NovaCare, and just telling me about, like, the commitment and the team and the guys getting after it right now. So, it's, you know, it sounds like everything's going in the right direction.
I got to be honest. Now, I know Lane Johnson, even from when they picked him, I know he's always been a wrestling guy. So when I saw the two guys in the, you know, in the luchador masks or whatever with the Eagle stuff, I figured one was Lane. But I'd be lying if I told you I wasn't scared to death with him in the ring for WrestleMania. I was like, oh, no, what's he going to do? What's he going to do? What's he going to do? I mean, the team, since he's been here, has been one team when he plays and a completely different team when he doesn't. I mean, what a great player.
Yeah, he's a great player. In fact, we were just talking about his style of play is just so unique. You know, I mean, he's a guy that could play a long time in this league. And, you know, if he just continues, you know, he's just such a professional, taking care of himself and looking after all the little things, and got his nutritionist and his strength coach and all the things he's got. But, you know, he's into the whole thing, though, man. He's into the off seasons. He's always into training. He's staying on top of it. He likes being around the young guys. He's just got the, you know, a really professional attitude about everything.
You know, and last question on Lane, just because you brought him up. There has been some talk, you know, last few years, he's had, you know, injuries here and there.
Yeah.
There has been some talk about, you know, the idea of his replacement and maybe if he only plays a couple of years. Do you have a gut feeling on, you know, his near and long-term future?
You know, he hears everything.
Yep.
I think as long as he's playing at or near the level that he's been at, and if he's reasonably healthy, I can see him playing, you know, four more years for sure. Four or five. He knows all the guys who played a long time, you know, the Bruce Matthews and Jackie Slater. Like, he's really tuned into the whole history of the game. Like, he'd like to be thought about, you know, one day Hall of Famer and longevity and all that kind of stuff. So it's not lost on him. But I don't think he's looking to walk off into the sunset after this year or anything like that.
Good. We lost one of those guys. We can't lose two of them that quickly to each other. So I'm asking you this. So first round tomorrow night, and this is the question, is if you were running an NFL team. If you were running an NFL team, making a draft pick, what percentage is, you know, tape? What percentage is talking to the guy? What percentage is measurables?
The tape is the tape. So that's the most important thing. Like, but right there next to it is you've got to figure out, and however you do this, does this guy love football? Does he love it? Is he consumed by it? Does he think about it all the time? How good does he want to be? Like, I got to find that out, because all the measurables and all the talent doesn't mean anything, because it's never going to get used properly. So I got to find out just the love and the commitment of the game. That's as important, if not more important, than the tape that you watch.
Baldy, the report today is the Eagles are interested in trading up. And at least today, it could be for a receiver, maybe even a tight end. Why do you think that is? And what would your reaction be if they did go up and get a receiver? A good use of resources or not really?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Well, it's not a great history of first-round receivers being super successful and getting to the second contract. There's a big fail rate there. I think it would be I think for them to move up, and I think Howie's going to move. Like, I don't think he's staying there at 22. It's got to be the right player. I think if there's a particular offensive lineman there that's maybe slides past Seattle 16, I can see Howie making a move for that. If it's a particular corner, I can see Howie making a move for that. A receiver, I think if he does move for a receiver, I'm not saying he won't. And it won't shock me if he does, but it's got to be a particular receiver, like one guy that they covet more than, you know, any others outside of the top two or three maybe. But I would say that, I don't know, I'm just throwing a name out there and I don't know this, but if Dunze slipped for some reason because quarterbacks or tackles or whatever, like, I could see the Eagles being really interested in a player like that.
You know, Howie had mentioned they did a press availability about a week ago, and Howie had talked about the idea of drafting a player high and that player maybe not contributing or starting right away. What's your thought on a first-round guy that isn't a player right away?
Well, is it because he's not good enough right away, or is it because he has a lot to learn but the talent's there? And the want-to is there. I have to know why he's not starting. I think if they draft a corner in this first round, they've done a ton of work on corners. It's certainly a position of need. Is Isaiah Rodgers, is James Bradbury, is Darius Slay just better? And when the time is right, they move those guys, a player like that, into that position. Sometimes you draft for the future like that at a particular position. I always remember, like, when they drafted Dillard and he didn't start. I'm like, why don't they put him in at guard and get some value for him? Now, it turns out he didn't really love football to begin with, and they missed on the pick. But, I think you got to try to find value as much as you can, no matter where somebody is picked, especially if they're a first-round pick, and especially if you trade up for the first-round pick. Like, you don't want to put pressure on saying he's going to be a day-one starter, I get that. You want him to go out there, earn the position. But you'd like to think that if you trade up in the first round for a player like Fletcher Cox, like they did back then, like he's going to be a player and he's going to be ready to contribute. Might not start right away, but he's going to contribute right away.
Bottle, we'll get back to the draft in 1 second, but you mentioned Isaiah Rodgers. I'm curious, what are they getting in Isaiah Rodgers? Obviously, he had the year off because of the gambling suspension, but what did you kind of see before that, and do they have a chance of maybe getting a starter here in Isaiah Rodgers?
Well, I think you're going to get a hungry Isaiah Rodgers. The game got taken away from him, you know, and so sometimes you sit out and you just realize just how important the game is. You hope that's happened, and I think it has. But you're getting a long, talented corner, long arms, long limbs, you know, runs pretty good. I think the guy that he's been mostly a zone corner in Indianapolis, but I think that he's a guy that, you know, could play a variety of styles, but certainly a guy that can line up and play on Sundays in this league.
Talking to Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger, you know, we were talking earlier about even for the people whose job it is, for experts, drafting is hard. There are so many factors that go into it working, you know, right situation, right kid, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Do you think there is one way that that teams miss the most? That's something that they look at too much or they don't look at enough that is a more consistent way to miss than other ways?
I think they put way too much stock in stuff that comes out of the combine. You know, how they run, how fast they are, what their 20-yard split is. Like, I think there's just too much emphasis on that. I mean, for every player that runs, you know, like Xavier Worthy ran at the 40, you have Davante Adams who ran a 4.6 coming out of Fresno, but he's as good a receiver as there was in 2014. You know, Mike Evans, pick a guy, but I mean, he's as good as anybody from that draft. He was the 8th receiver taken, but they said you know, he had the best releases, he had the best hands. He was the most committed player at that position. You know, so I think they pay too much attention to a lot of that kind of stuff to slot these guys, and not enough just on, not necessarily just the tape, but understanding how important the game is to somebody and how the tape is just the beginning of what they're going to be. They're going to be much better pros than they were college players. And I think that's where they miss.
Baldy, last thing for me here, tomorrow night, obviously on the clock, 22, could trade up, could trade back, but about 24 hours out, what's your prediction for who is the Eagles draft pick tomorrow night?
I would say a corner makes sense. I think that's probably, like I said, they've done a lot of work on corners, interviewing them and working them out and all that stuff. I'd say corner unless one of these elite offensive linemen drop. I could see them taking an offensive lineman. And, you know, just making that the strongest position group in the league. And if there's one or two guys that, like I said, probably get past Seattle, I can see Howie moving up to go get one of them.
I appreciate it, Baldy. Now, Ike isn't in it at work today. He's having an issue with his home. We've been talking today, and we're 0-for-3 in people who, when you're at your house, there's something wrong, fix it themselves. Are you a guy who something goes wrong in the house, you YouTube it, figure it out, fix it yourself, or do you just call somebody?
I'll give it an effort. I'm not going on YouTube to try and figure out how, you know, something works.
I need a Baldy breakdown of you.
No, but for example, like, I've got a TV in my living room that hasn't worked in 6 months. And I kind of know where to go to fix it, and I could call Best Buy and get a new TV. And yet I'm like, I'll just go to another room and watch something if I want to watch it. So I guess that might answer the question.
It sure does. It sure does. I appreciate you, Baldy. Thank you, man.
All right, guys. You bet. Enjoy Thursday.
All right, man.
Thanks, Baldy.
That was Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger. Make sure to follow the best football show with Brian Baldinger on the Odyssey app or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.